Peruvian shamans, armed with coca and ayahuasca, predict Trump victory in Venezuela for 2026. By Francis Martel on December 31, 2025. A group of indigenous shamans in Lima, Peru, organized a ritual on Monday to access visions of the future in anticipation of the 2026 New Year. These visions, they told assembled media, showed the demise of Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro and a potential Third World War. The 11 assembled witch doctors engaged in rituals using the images of various world leaders, including President Donald Trump, Maduro, and Russian strongman Vladimir Putin, among others. In addition to predicting the future, the spiritual authorities engaged in cleansing rituals intended to bring peace to world leader. President Trump reportedly received a particularly thorough cleansing as the shaman sensed a state of heightened anxiety within the American leader. The shamans assembly regularly on a Pacific Ocean beach at the end of the year for these rituals. To access the future information, the participants reportedly use coca leaves, the raw material used to produce cocaine, as well as ayahuasca, an herbal tea with psychedelic properties often used in indigenous religious rituals to produce hallucinations. Speaking to the Spanish news service AFE, the shamans predicted 2026 would be a year of significant turmoil, including, potentially, world war, but that the United States would emerge victorious. "We have observed that there are going to be plenty of problems, very strong ones, Maduro with Donald Trump. Why? Because they are going to want, out of ambition and conflict. There may even erupt a third world war," spiritual leader Cleof Sedano stated. Another shaman, Felix Roldan, suggested that Venezuela's patron states of Russia and China would not act to preserve the Maduro regime. "Venezuela is supported by China and Russia. There are many, not just Venezuela because it is. Because of the petroleum, so the winner will so be the United States," he explained. "That is what we have seen, it is plenty, they have been preparing for many years. Not just 2 or 3 years, they, the Americans, are very prepared." The socialist Venezuelan regime, led by Maduro, is a pariah throughout Latin America, including in Peru. Its closest international allies are, indeed, China and Russia, which regularly oppose actions to hold Venezuela accountable in venues such as the United Nations and help it profit by selling sanctioned oil. President Trump announced an initiative in mid-December to designate the Maduro regime, which has not legally ruled Venezuela since at least 2018 due to the failure to hold free and fair elections, a foreign terrorist organization. As a result of the designation, Trump explained in a message on Truth Social, "The United States would implement a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers going into and out of Venezuela, also a response to the decade of confiscations of assets belonging to American companies under Bolivarian socialism." Prior to this announcement, the Department of War announced Operation Southern Spear, a program to target and destroy boats used to smuggle drugs from South America into the United States. In addition to his status as leader of the Venezuelan regime, Maduro is believed to be a senior member of the cartel The Lost Souls, Cartel of the Suns, a cocaine trafficking operation run through the Venezuelan military. Maduro is the functionally commander-in-chief of the Venezuelan military, albeit illegitimately. In addition to predictions about Venezuela, the shamans expressed significant concern for Trump, diagnosing him with high levels of anxiety and predicting that he would suffer an illness in 2026. They also predicted major earthquakes globally and other disasters, but had surprisingly optimistic predictions for Peru itself. Peruvians are expected to go to the polls to elect a new president in April, their 9th president in 11 years as a result of incessant successful impeachment attempts. At press time, 36 different people, many of them repeat failed candidates, have formally signed up to appear on the presidential ballot. The shamans told media they expect the election to take place in a calm atmosphere, with minimal violence, and predicted the winner would be four-time conservative presidential candidate Keiko Fujimori, daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori and former First Lady following her parents' divorce. The group of shamans assembles each summer, in the Southern Hemisphere, in anticipation of the new year. In late 2024, they similarly made predictions regarding global politics and performed rituals to bring about world peace. The shamans predicted the potential for a world war in 2025, as well as an alliance between Trump and Putin meant to isolate communist China. We have been able to visualize that the United States is going to ally with Mr. Putin with Russia, spiritualist Wanda Dios Garcia stated at the time. They will ally, which will not be very liked by China. We have been able to visualize that a third world war could erupt. In the United States, the witch doctors expected a high volume of deportations of illegal immigrants in 2025. The shamans also suggested nuclear war could erupt in Israel in 2025 and that Canadians and Japanese should use gold to avoid betrayal in this year. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.